turn our attention to Lacapral Valley Girls Golf. Got some great news with head coach Kip Stender. Congratulations, Kip.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, section champs for second year in a row.
Yes.
Fun day?
Yeah, it was two nice days, and the girls went out and competed well and came away with the championship.
Okay. And where was it held at again?
Eagle Creek in Willmar.
Okay. What was the weather like?
Really nice. We had some sun, I think the second day a little more so than the first, but in the 70s, I think it even reached the low 80s the second day, so it was two nicest days of the season thus far.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. And it wasn't even close. I was just amazed when I heard how far you were ahead after day one, and then day two of the finals. They must have played very well.
Yeah, we were within our scoring averages, probably right in the middle of where we've been this year. So that was nice to see, considering the pressures of sections and having three girls for the first time golfing sections. And so that was really good for the team to come out and be at our average on a tough course with very fast greens and under the pressure of sections.
Okay, tell us all about it then, Kip.
Okay. Well, we were led by Rachel Halverson. She shot a 80-84, and she was the medalist for the 2 days. Isabella Stender was second overall with an 88-85, and Sarah Halverson was third overall with a 90-85. So those three girls led the whole tournament individually and are really, you know, golfing really well. Then we had 11th place was Brooklyn Olson with a 105-103. 14th place, Isabella Jacobs, was 109-103. And Jessica Sigdahl tied for 17th with a 115-108. So we did improve our score the second day by 6 strokes, and that was nice to see. And most of those girls all improved from the first day. So now we switch our focus to the state tournament and start preparing for that.
All right. Yeah, after the first day, you're ahead by 61 strokes over the second place, I believe it was Benson. And how many strokes did you win by?
720 to 840, so 120 strokes.
Okay, wow. So what's that compare like? What is that, what you got to kind of shoot at state, do you think, Kip?
Well, last year we shot 714 at state and won it. That was probably the 4 years prior to that would not have won it. I think we got to get down to 680. That's our goal. We had Bold came out of section 4. They had a 696. And Park Christian up in Moorhead, mostly Fargo, North Dakota girls, shot a 679. So, but last year, all three of us were in the final four, real close. So I think those two teams and us are the three teams that kind of stand out a little bit. Fillmore, you can't throw them out. They've been second three out of the last 4 years and champion the other 4 years. So they'll always come and golf a little better at state than they do all year long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, pretty exciting that Lacapral Valley had the top three golfers in the section, your daughter and the two Halverson sisters. And as a team, you're golfing well as a team, aren't you?
Yeah, we've you know, on a couple nice tournaments that I consider benchmark tournaments for us. The tournament in Benson, it's a nice course, used to be the section tournament. We shot 3 strokes better as a team than last year. And down in Dakota Ridge, the Marshall Invite, which was a one-day tournament last year, but we shot on our first day 3 strokes better this year than last year. So those are two good parameters to compare. Every team's different. The three new girls are doing a great job. They're all three have contributed to the team during the year. They've all with their scores. And so it's nice that there's three of them that if one of them gets really hot can really give us our fourth good score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you explain to our listeners how golf is scored, Kip?
Okay, well, we have 6 varsity golfers, and you take the best 4 scores. So at the state tournament, it'll be a 2-day tournament and pending weather, and they will cut it short on 18 holes. And even if you only get 9 holes in, that might be the state tournament. So You got to be ready. You got to be prepared and you know, golfing your best at all times because you just never know with the weather. But So the first day, all six girls will golf for every team. There'll be eight teams there. They will pair the top four teams based on their section scores. Right now, Bold, Park Christian, us, and Fillmore would be the top four. We'd be in the third slot there. And so those four golfers from number ones from each team would golf together, the number four golfers from the number twos, the number threes, and they're placed based off their section scores. So there's no coaching involved at this level now of where you want to place your girls. But and then they take the best four scores that day. That becomes your team score for day one. Then the next day, based on your scores, you might move from a two to a three, or a four to a six, or four to a one if you had the best score on your team. So then you golf with a new group of girls, and then they take the best four scores that day. So, you know, hypothetically, all six girls could end up contributing to our score.
All right. Do the girls feel like they have a big target on their back being the defending state champions? Do they feel the pressure, or what do you think?
I don't think so. We haven't talked about that at all. We truly focus on our shots one at a time. If we find our yardage and we hit that shot, so it doesn't matter what golf course you're on. They all have their ranges. I'm going to use kind of their low score for the year as a goal for them, and you know, let them know that you've shot that once, you can shoot it again. So
okay.
Kind of that's our hope. They all have great swings. They've all done a nice job of handling difficult challenges during a round. None of them ever gave up at any point in time, and that's what makes them stand out, I think, is they just keep plugging away and keep golfing through tough holes, tough stretches that may happen.
Okay. Well, the state golf tournament ain't until the following week, so you got a whole week of practice. And what's the routine going to be like? Yep.
Well, similar to last year, we try to simulate what we do down there. We will tee off around noon. The girls start at noon. The boys start at 7:30. Last year it was vice versa, so we did everything early in the morning last year. This year we'll start tomorrow, or today actually, on Saturday, heading to Becker and get a practice round in, starting tee times are 12:06 and 12:15. So we will simulate those 2 days the best we can, start hydrating themselves, make sure their nutrition is good, get their fluids in them. Those are two hot days, typically back-to-back, and you have to be hydrated days in advance to avoid getting dehydrated.
Right.
So we'll go down there one more time for sure on Tuesday, and then have practices at 12:30 all the other days for those that can make it. Some girls are already working their summer jobs, and we'll meet with them outside of those hours to get their practice in.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, congratulations again on being section champs. Pretty exciting for the school, the girl, your team, the school, and the communities, and it's fun to watch them, and I'll be there covering the state golf tournament once again. One of my favorite things to do during the year.
Well, thanks. And we do appreciate all the coverage and support from the community and donations that we received to help cover, like, our practice rounds coming up and the tournament down in Dakota Ridge. I tried to hustle down, got down for the girls' softball game, the second one there. They weren't quite able to pull that one off, but they had a great season. Good luck to the boys today and their game. Boys track, I understand, went to qualified for state. So a good spring season at Lacapral Valley, and even the teams that don't, you know, maybe advance to the state tournament, it's being out, being involved, being positive, it's all a good thing, and you don't have to win to be successful.
All right, real good, Kip. Thanks for the great report this morning, and have a good week of practice, and we'll see you all at the state tournament.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Kip Stender, head coach of the Lacapral Valley Girls Golf Team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coaches Show after this.